Practice Book. Module F. Unit 12. Exercise 23. Listen to the recording comparing fake tan products.
Summer's nearly here, and it's time to think about our tans. More and more people, however, are turning to fake tan products, either because they don't have the time to sit on the beach, or because they haven't got a convenient beach, or even because they prefer not to expose their skin to too much sun. For whatever reason, there are lots of fake tan products around, so we decided to test 5 of them for you with our team of teenage testers, and here are their results.
I tested my local supermarket's own brand called Best Tan. I put it on overnight and didn't notice much difference in the morning, so I applied a second coat, and this time it worked. I like the colour, a deep gold colour, but I found it rather oily and it washed off very quickly.
I tested a product called Sunkissed. This is the first time I've used a fake tan, and I thought it was messy and greasy to use and took a long time to absorb into the skin. I also found it hard to apply the same amount in different places, so the result was rather uneven. I don't think I'd use it again, but I have to say, it was very cheap.
I tried a new product called Easy Tan. It is expensive at £17, but I really liked it. I found it easy to apply, creamy but not oily, and the result was very natural looking. It also stayed on well and lasted about 2 weeks, in spite of my daily showers. I will definitely use it again.
My product was a mousse called Shimmer. It was easy to apply and felt creamy on the skin, with a good moisturising effect. It absorbed very quickly, and the effect was quite quick, just after a couple of hours. It looked pale, but natural, and after a second application, I looked as though I'd just been on holiday.
Bronze Gel was the product I tested. It looked very watery, and although it absorbed quickly into the skin, I was worried it might streak. It also looked very orangey when I first put it on. The final effect was better than I imagined, but I still think it looked more like makeup than a natural tan.